This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning to you on a very cold Thursday morning. Holy mackerel. Hope you're having a good start to the day. All right, life advice with the hammer. That'll probably make your day worse because I'll probably hurt people's brains. But I'll do my best. Coming up in about 10 minutes. Hey, Sixers back at it tonight. Obviously, we got, bad
Yay!
Feelings. I know. Bad feelings on the Sixers. One thing of note, though, you may not know that ties in tonight. The 76ers tonight, and this is certainly the proper thing to do, are going to honor the legacy of the great Dikembe Mutombo, who passed away a couple months ago. Sixer here for a couple years. Obviously, his contributions in 01 were massive. And as a humanitarian, were massive. So the Sixers tonight will honor Dikembe. Some of his family members will be there. And
that team was so much fun.
They were. They were.
I don't know how many games I missed that year. Like, it was maybe a handful.
I know. So I was living up in New York and New Jersey primarily, but I would sleep in New York occasionally that year. And for almost every single playoff game, I came home.
Oh, the playoffs.
Like,
playoff,
I had to be here.
Oh, yeah. No, I
had to.
Playoffs, I didn't miss. I remember talking to a friend in July going, I'm still tired.
Yeah. No, it was wild.
From the playoff run.
It was a wild run.
It was awesome.
So Dikembe was a big loss for the world of basketball and the world, and it's nice that the Sixers tonight will certainly honor his immense legacy. All right, 215-592-9494. Life advice in a few minutes, but this hour really heavy on the phone line. So if you have been trying to get in today and gotten a busy signal, we actually got a couple lines open right now. It's a good chance for you to get in right now. Let's go to Kenny. Kenny, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. I need some life advice before your little talk there, because
I'm
having some really, really, really tough time reassimilating back into the world after the Super Bowl.
I feel the same way, Kenny.
It's there been something to that.
It's been different.
Yeah, every day I'm wearing my Eagles stuff.
Yeah. Don't you feel better and stronger and like more ready to just take it all on, Kenny?
Yeah, it's... John, I love telling the story. When the Eagles won 2017, I got a replica ring sized for my my middle finger. So when people ask me how many rings we have, I can say one. Yeah. So now I'm getting one for the other.
Good work, Kenny. Yeah, it's good work.
All right, so what's the specific question, Kenny? How can I help you?
Well, I'll give you an example. So I'm planning for my Philly spring training trip. We're going down for the March 22nd spring dinger for the Darren Dalton Foundation. Ruben, hope to see you there.
Yep.
And yeah, and I can't get my mind wrapped around baseball right now. I mean, I don't even know where my Philly stuff is.
So it's funny, I can. I am struggling with the Sixers and Flyers for all the millions of reasons, but I am so in, Kenny, on the Phillies, and one of the things that excites me, and gosh, you have to be never born. No, wrong way to frame it. No one born has ever seen two Philadelphia teams win in the same year. That's what I'm excited to see, the possibility of, Kenny.
I'm excited to have to be never born.
Well, I was trying to figure out if the A's and someone won it in the same year, and they didn't. A's and Phillies obviously couldn't win in the same year.
Uh-huh.
So, like, Kenny...
There wasn't another team here when the A's were here.
That's right.
Yeah,
why I said Phillies. Yeah, so, the Eagles and the A's overlap briefly. My point, Kenny, is the Eagles thing actually energizes me on the Phillies thing. Honestly.
Never born energy.
Yeah. I mean, Kenny, how amazing would it be if we had two parades in the same calendar year?
I can't even. So I was alive in 1980 when we had a chance for four teams.
Sure.
But, you know, that's for most people that listen, that's a lifetime ago. And yeah, I think maybe when I see the palm trees and I put the red on, it'll all
you'll get into it.
Back.
Oh yeah.
You'll get
it.
And by the way, they're going to be very good. They may not win 100 games. They may not win the World Series. But I mean, they're a 90 plus win baseball team, and I just hope we don't take that for granted, considering how often they were not for so many years. I mean, I know we've been frustrated with the last three Octobers. I get it. But I mean, you know, they're a very, very, very good baseball team.
Yes, they give us a chance to win a world title.
Totally.
They're contenders.
And yes. Absolutely.
That's all you want. They're contenders, and they have been contenders the last couple of
years.
Yeah.
All right, Kenny, give me an answer, a notable replacement.
Well, staying on the Phillies, how about Tom Burgoyne replacing Dave Raymond?
It's a good answer.
Good answer.
Really good. I like that answer a lot. Look, I'll give you one more thing on the Phillies, just when it comes to hope or how you frame how you view it.
You don't put anything about them going backwards.
Well, here's what I'll say: Tom Brady in his prime went 9 years without winning a title.
I think it was 10, wasn't it?
Well, it's the 10th season is when he won.
Yeah, it was the 10th season when he won.
He went from 05 all the way through 13. That's 9 seasons without winning a title. And by the way, that was like his prime, age-wise, play-wise, like his prime.
Is Bryson his prime?
Right. Well, he has been, and I think. Well, I don't know, James. You think he's past the prime?
Just physically. I mean, generally, your prime is your late 20s. Generally. Now, people can extend their prime, so I think Bryce is an extend his prime kind of guy. But if you're talking about like the physical prime, he's probably slightly past it.
Look, Wheeler obviously has been one of the two main fills. The two main fills these last 3 years have been Bryce and Wheeler. Wheeler has shown no signs of slowing down.
I feel like we don't talk about him enough, and I feel apologetic for it. He's phenomenal.
He is so,
so good.
He is so unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. So, but you hope, Ruben, to your point earlier about the depth in the pitching staff, it's good to know if one of the main four, whoever you even define as four, get injured, you have a fifth guy. But Wheeler is the dude.
You know, one of my concerns over the last few years has been the starting pitching depth. And I think that they have addressed that. No question in my mind that they've addressed that. And you know, they've been very lucky. They've had their number one and number two out there for over 30 starts the last couple of years, or last few years. And that's important. But they do have enough depth to buoy them in case they do have some mishaps. And it may very well happen. I mean, listen, they're not robots out there, but they have been very healthy and taken care of themselves. And I think overall, Caleb Cotham and Topper have done a very good job of keeping these guys healthy, and they're cognizant of it.
I agree. I am worried about no Hoffman, because the good Hoffman was really great. And
really
that's
good.
That's a big loss, man.
Bullpen depth, period.
Are we sure Aaron
They lost Estevez. They lost Hoffman. They've just brought in Romano, I like the signing for 1 year, $8 million, but he's someone who has had real injury issues the last few years.
Yep.
So.
The bullpen's really volatile. There's no question about it. I do have a lot of faith in Kirkering. I think this guy's going to step it forward, and if he does, I think it's got a chance to be a very strong bullpen. And I do also believe in Alvarado. I know there's some people out there that say, you know, well, he's toast and this. That. Well, he had some ups and downs, but he has been, at times, maybe the best left-hander in baseball. So let's not forget that these, you know, they have a lot of ability back there. It's whether or not they have the confidence and the consistency that's necessary to take him to the next level.
Consistency says problem, because he can be great or he can be horrible.
You're right.
There's no question. Let's get to Rasheem right now, North Philadelphia. Good morning, Rasheem.
What's up? How you guys doing?
Super, Rasheem.
Good. I think, I think Darius Slay had an elite year, because if you look at it, one of the stats came out, he forced the most incompletions in the NFL. So I think
he was really awesome.
I don't think he was really awesome.
Yeah.
I think he was
leading that group back there, making sure everyone's lined up. Yeah.
No, Rasheem, here's where I'm at on that. He was very good. He's very good. But I'm not going to give you really awesome. Part of the reason he had a ton of incompletions his way is because they never throw to Quinyon Mitchell. I mean, I think he was very, very good. I don't want anyone to misconstrue, but do I think he was as good as 3 years ago? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I got to disagree with you with that, because you can't throw to neither one of their sides. They were the number one overall pass defense for a reason, and Darius Slay played a huge reason for that. And we've seen in the playoffs how he was able to step up and be elite. I think you're discrediting him because of his age. Age aside, that man is still elite.
Let me ask you a question, Rasheem. Do you think Darius Slay this year was as good as Quinyon Mitchell?
Absolutely.
No, that's ridiculous.
Stop, Chief.
That's ridiculous.
The reason why Kleon is as good as he is Barrett Darius-Lee has a huge part to do with it.
That's not fair. That's not fair. Yeah, it's not accurate.
Who is a better player on the field, Rasheem?
I mean, come on.
Forgetting who trained to.
Things. Remember,
yeah, but Trey wasn't as good as Kleon. Yeah. Like, it's okay to say that.
He's done an amazing job in the zone.
Listen, we have a
we're dead serious.
But anyway.
No, I got to disagree with you. I have to disagree with you. And James was there. Darius Slay was still elite corner. The Eagles are Super Bowl champions. And for me, to see Jalen Hurts start with 16-plus games in the winning championship, this is the first time we have seen that, because the last time we won a championship was with a backup quarterback. So I think what Jalen Hurts showed this year, through all that adversity, you feel me, through all the media, especially the media coming from you, I think, man, it's just – I'm excited, man. I'm still stunned.
Well, I'm excited too. It's great.
This is terrible. So I have nothing to look forward to right now. But as we speak right now, man, I'm super happy.
All right, my man, I'm excited too. Give me an answer for a notable replacement. It can be really good or really bad.
A backup quarterback.
The backup quarterback.
Which one?
Am I writing down a specific person?
No, just a backup quarterback.
In general?
Nick Foles would have been a better answer.
Dude, you had it.
He had it, and he just didn't.
And he fumbled it.
It's like Deshaun dropping the ball on the one-yard line. It's like, dude, you're there. Just cross the goal line, and you might win.
I mean, you could argue he's got Nick Foles and all the backup quarterbacks, you know?
You can't get backup quarterback, bad answer. All right, speaking of answers, JT gave an answer earlier this week about the possibility. Actually, this might have been over the weekend, of the left field thing. So there's some talk. Rob Thompson's the one that put it out there. You know, maybe they put JT out in left field from time to time, make it easier on his body, not having to squat down and be the catcher all those hundreds of times a game. It's a way to get his bat in the lineup. So Devin told us yesterday that she has seen no signs of this occurring so far at spring training. And if you listen to an answer that JT gave recently, it doesn't sound like he's really that into it. He's willing to do it, but he doesn't sound into it. Here's JT.
I floated an idea. So just an idea yesterday that maybe you can go out and take some fly balls in left field at some point. What are the odds that we see you out there in left field, even shagging with some fly balls in left field this spring?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I'll shag some balls at some point, but like he said, I think it was just an idea. But at the end of the day, I'll do whatever it takes for this team to win. So if he wants me to go out there and stand on my head, I'll try to do that. But whatever gives us the best chance to win, I'll give it a shot.
I can't say that's a ringing endorsement of the idea, and I'm almost a little surprised.
We'll go the other way.
Right?
Yeah, I think it's the opposite of an endorsement. I think it's nope.
And James, you know what surprised me a bit? That Rob Thompson put it out there when it sounds like he and the player are on the same
100%.
Page. 100%. A little weird.
Yeah, the whole thing's weird.
He told Ruben in his podcast he was afraid to talk to JT.
JT wants to catch every day. I mean, we saw that last year. We've seen it. They're going to have to force JT not to catch.
Look, how about his health? I mean, if the guy's healthy, he'll catch. If he's not healthy,
he's going to be 34 when the season starts.
People laughed. Listen, let me tell you something. People laughed at me last October.
We always laugh at
you,
Joe.
And after the season, when I said I think Schwarber should play the outfield sometimes, okay, because it's a way to get someone else to be a DH.
But we laughed at you because he played three games and he hurt his hamstring in one of them. Are we doing here? He can't do it.
What I'm doing is occasionally trying to get JT's bat in the lineup, even if his butt
isn't
squatting
down.
JT's
bat isn't that good. JT's bat is good for a catcher. It's solid for a catcher now. But JT had a 750 OPS last year.
But I think he could be better at the plate if he catches less.
Did his last year, Ruben, suffer because he caught too much?
His performance suffered because he hurt his knee. People didn't realize how much he hurt his knee on that triple. When you hurt your knee and you work, you need your base and you need your hands. You need your feet, your legs, and your hands to play baseball. And if they're not working, you're done. And it's almost the same with any sport. Mm. And in baseball, particularly, if you don't have your lower half and you don't have your hands, you can't play.
So one thing, Ruben, that gives me additional hope for this season in a way that I think a lot of people are not looking at it. And I said this earlier this week on the show. I'll say it again. I was told by somebody who would know that the Phillies were a lot more banged up in October than the public knew about. Now, you can say, that doesn't get me last October back, and that's true. But if JT's injured, if Turner's injured, if Hoffman's injured, if Ranger's injured, maybe people should frame the way they view that horrendous failure a little differently. A little differently.
So here's the thing. You want the players to want to play every single day, regardless of whether, you know, they're banged up or they're sore. Is it pain or is it injury? You know, that's a really tough one. And in a case like Stott, you know, that's a guy that had a problem with his elbow. He had lost his feeling in his elbow. It really created bad habits. And at some point, you got to be smart enough to say, okay, I want to play, and I know my teammates will know I want to play, and the front office knows I want to play, but I got to take myself off the field because I got to get right so I can get back to being myself.
And I'll add this, Ruben, especially if you're going to make the playoffs either way, which the Phillies likely will.
Yeah,
they're not going to make the playoffs by a game. They're probably going to make it fairly comfortably. So they can dial him back a bit.
They could, but listen, and that's only if they have the start that they had last year. I mean, this is going to be a tough division, man.
I know.
The Mets are going to be good. Atlanta's going to be better. They're going to be healthier. And so you just, you have to play and you got to go, you know, to the wall early and play really good baseball so you can put yourself in that position. And listen, you want guys who want to play, man. You want guys who want to be on the field, but at the same time, you have to be intelligent when you are sort of assessing your own, you know, your own health overall. Yeah.
But John, I will add this: I do think JT's played so much the last 6, 7, 8 years that it has caught up to him to an extent. I do believe that. All right. Yeah. With that said, little life advice with the hammer.
My life's a waste of time.
It's time.
I'm a tool
for life advice with the hammer.
You know how rock bottom your life got to be to get life advice from Joe the Camera?
The hammer.
I'm an idiot.
All right. Well, I don't know about all that, but life advice with the hammer brought to us by MHS Lift. Unbelievable company, MHS Lift. Look, if you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, get yourself to MHSLift.com. Seltzer, what does someone need some help with today?
All right, we're going to help out Bad News 80 on Twitter. Bad News tweets in, I was recently gifted a signed Cole Hamels jersey from someone I don't...
Nice.
Hold on.
Okay.
From someone I don't normally exchange gift with, and it was overwhelming and hard to accept. Has anything like this ever happened to you? What's the move? Thank you card? Do I have to get them a present of equal size even though I don't want to? What do I do?
All right, quick question. Because I try to hear as much as I can. Did he specify whether it's his birthday or something?
He just said, I was recently gifted a signed Cole Hamels jersey from someone I don't normally exchange gifts with, and it was overwhelming and hard to accept.
That sounds like Christmas, because he said exchange gifts.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
Well, I doubt, I mean, it could be Christmas.
Who knows? I would say that you do not owe the person a similar level gift back. You do owe the person a tremendous thank you. I mean, if you expect a 3 out of 10 gift and someone gives you a 9 out of 10 gift, then you better give a damn good thank you. So you start with that, obviously. Do I think it has to change your perspective? What am I trying to say here, John?
Perspective.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know what you're trying to say. That word was perspective.
Of the next gift you give, I would say you got to take your gift up a notch or two the next time, but not...
I think you might need to examine why there was such a
Yeah, that's
difference.
A good point, John.
Why the
like
disparate
you might not have expected,
gifting.
But they might think you're a much better friend than you are in your mind. Like there's a lot going on here.
You guys trying to cause a controversy?
No, serious though. Like why else would he got? Like think about why did he get a signed Cole Hamels jersey when he was like, whoa,
right? That's it should be cause for okay. I need to reevaluate this relationship, perhaps. Oh. maybe I need to be digging a little deeper than what I am.
Listen, I can't say you're wrong. You might be right. I don't know. You might be wrong. I would say this, my man. Save your money. Invest the money and be a cheapie. Be a cheapie with the next. No, here's my advice. Thank the guy profusely. Up your gift a little bit the next time, but not dramatically. Save your money. And that's life advice with the hammer. That's it.
Man, I don't know.
That's all I got.
I don't know if I can endorse
cheap
that advice.
Cheap out on it.
Yeah, cheap out on it.
You got an opportunity to cheap out. Cheap out.
Just cheap out.
Yeah, why not?
That is an uncomfortable
to the person who gave you a Cole Hamels signed jersey, yes.
When you
economically,
think there's a person that you have a friendship, but it's not that deep a friendship, it's a very uncomfortable one.
Exactamundo. Mm-hmm. All right, Ruben, who said Exactamundo?
Exactamundo? I don't know.
Come on, man.
It's
come
Arthur
on.
Fonzarelli.
Correctamundo.
Oh, sorry.
That was really the way. Yeah, come on.
Alphonse, my bad.
Alphonse. Well, good morning to you. Some funk right here. It's like we're in the 70s or something. What is
classic.
This?
Rube's favorite man, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
EWF, baby.
Well, we are in the 70s then, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I mean, I feel like I'm watching a episode of Chips, like when the chase is on.
Man,
Rube's
so cool.
Got soul. That's a takeaway.
That's so cool.
Right, John? Oh, Ponch man. And John?
I wanted to
Ponch
be John. Ponch. I thought John was very uncool, comparatively speaking.
But you mean, was Eric Estrada?
I was
Ponch.
Troubled that his
I've never
name
seen
was
it.
John.
Yeah.
Like, even though he was a J-O-H and John, yeah. I didn't like that. I was associated with the uncooler of the two.
But it was contrast.
Way smoother. Not even in the same ballpark.
But you want that contrast.
Planet.
You want that.
Really?
You know, yeah, I think so.
The odd couple of it all.
Cool and cool would be cooler than cool and uncool.
So, sweet and savory.
Miami Vice, that was cool and cool, right? I mean, Don Johnson was the ultimate cool, but the other guy was cool
Tubbs.
Too, right?
Tubbs. Shout out to Tubbs.
Tubbs never felt anywhere close in
not
the same
not as cool
vicinity.
As Crockett. Yeah, he wasn't.
No. All right, Saria, that story you had in the update.
Yes.
So walk us through.
Insane.
Tell us more about this thing with the new coordinator. What is it?
Parks Frazier.
Passing game coordinator.
Passing game coordinator.
Yes, passing game coordinator. Yes. So he's in Indianapolis. It's Mother's Day. He goes home to visit.
How long ago was this?
2019.
Okay.
He goes home to visit his family, wherever he's from. He's flying back. So that's Mother's Day's in May. So he's flying back, and his flight's delayed. So he's annoyed.
Yeah.
He shows up at his house 15 minutes after he'd been shut up 77 times. Mistaken identity. Apparently, he was in a rental, and the people who were living there before were some kind of shady characters. Mm. There was some kind of beef. But not only did they shoot up, they kicked in the back door and shot it up.
Wow.
I mean, if he had been home,
yeah, that
you know,
be
wow.
But yeah, 77 times.
That's incredible.
Wow.
That is crazy. That's amazing.
I was like, what?
What were they shooting?
Well, I think they thought someone was in there.
Yeah,
they had a few.
Here, okay. One other interesting thing about him.
Yeah.
Do you know who the officiant was at his wedding?
I read it, so I won't say.
Okay.
I'll let these guys.
I don't know. Nick Sirianni.
Oh, you're close. Very close. Think
Frank
Colts.
Reich?
Yes.
There
Frank Reich. Yeah,
that's
Frank
correct.
Reich married.
Whoa. Frank Reich. How about that? Good stuff. 215-592-9494. I'd file this one under the category of what were they thinking?
That might mean something. If Frank Reich is the officiant at Kevin Petullo's wedding.
Oh, not Petullo.
Oh, sorry.
The
Parks
other guy.
Frazier.
At Parks Frazier's wedding.
Okay, at Parks Frazier's wedding.
It's also important.
Then it may be, just maybe, there's this connection where you get a little more Frank Reich than what we realize.
Look,
maybe they're on the phone every week just talking about new play ideas and that sort of thing.
Maybe Frank just wants to be retired. I made a lot of money. I'm done.
Yeah, a lot of money.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Pile of money guy, done.
Joe, you and I, we're the, like, I don't get it. Like, take your money and go. I'd be so happy. Millions and millions of dollars.
I mean, Frank Reich
you would never hear from me again.
Frank Reich got paid by all sorts of teams. By the way, he was a player. He's got NFL pension for probably playing for 15 freaking years.
Go to Costa Rica.
You would never hear from me again.
Go to the jungle.
Ever.
Like, get yourself on a zip
like
line.
Rube, Schmitty's had the right thing with the Phillies. He does the Sundays with Schmitty.
Perfect.
Pops up like 13 times a year. Bang. Otherwise, lives in Florida guy. Done.
Yep.
Joe is the great indoorsman, though. Like you're suggesting,
I love
he
lives
go
in Florida
the,
guy.
Yeah,
as a way to describe someone.
Well, that's what he is. He's Mike Schmidt. Pops up here about 13 times a year. Otherwise, in Florida, that's a beautiful life.
Lives in Florida, guy.
And,
so,
and he deserves it.
What's the most comfortable place for you to live,
Capri?
Joe? Capri.
Ooh, I like that.
The comfortable. The top of Capri. The most comfortable
beaches
spot?
And beer
on a Capri. The top of Capri. That's where I want to be.
Real, wow. That is your goal?
No, not really. I'd want to live here my whole life.
End goal.
I'd like
Capri.
I'd like to visit there.
Is Capri where Napoleon
on a regular basis?
Visit there whenever you want.
Yeah, well, ideally, yeah, you got enough money to go wherever you want to go. Right. But what are the chances?
Stupid money.
Yeah, I mean, come on now.
Isn't Capri
what am I, John
like,
Middleton here? I
mean, Napoleon
Josh
fancy
Harris.
Capri or something?
I don't know
there was
about
some
that.
Connection
Tiberius had a home in Capri.
Oh.
I don't know about Napoleon 1,800 years later, but Tiberius was a Capri guy. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, one more thing.
Tiberius. I know who that is. He was emperor.
Yeah, Emperor Tiberius.
On a first name basis.
That's a name that should come back.
He was pretty crazy,
Tiberius is a cool name.
You know what? Maybe I roll that way.
Tiberius, the hammer to camera.
I already got the Caesar thing going, but maybe I should, you know, Tiberius. By the way, what does Villanova think in bringing me in to speak to today to their students?
Oh my God, what a disaster.
What are the Wildcats doing tomorrow?
Oh my God.
I mean, they're saying hammer. Yeah, hammer! Come on in and talk to our kids.
I got to believe that Jay Wright had nothing.
How far the mighty have fallen.
Right. Well, it's not the basketball team, but they'll
what are you talking to them about?
Here's what I'll say. As a Temple grad, I'm very happy you're going to Villanova.
All right, let's get to Ed in Phoenix. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Caesar. How you doing?
Oh, I like that.
You don't have to do that.
And by the way, Tiberius, I guess, was a Tiberius and a Caesar, because I guess he'd be Caesar Tiberius. Now that I think about it, he was. Yeah, I think the next 14 after Caesar were Caesar something. Anyway, hello. Maybe it was 13,
good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I'm kind of mulling over the Eagles' situation with their free agents, and I was just kind of looking at, you know, one great thing about the Super Bowl being over, like, I'm now both feet into mock draft season.
Sure.
I'm convincing myself I know way more than I actually do.
Yeah.
But I just, what I'm thinking about, and this is why I think it's so important to keep Zach Bond, is at other positions where we may lose guys, like a defensive end or like these tweener, like three or five technique defensive tackles.
You got people.
You can't sneeze without running into a guy who's 6'4", 290 and can play multiple positions. I'm not saying they're going to be as good as Milton Williams, but in the first round of all the projections I've seen, there's like one off-ball linebacker who has like a first-round grade, and that's Jahad Campbell.
Well, Ed, not just that. N'Kobe Dean's injury increases the leverage for Zach Bond. And probably, though, also makes it more likely that the Eagles will acquiesce and pay him that extra amount.
And Zach Bond creates the leverage for Zach Bond,
right,
too.
That's
Zach
the primary
Bond going out
push.
There and being an all-pro. Zach Bond, just, you can't replicate a guy who's that size who can run a 4-3. He can do things that other players are unable to do. His coverage skills, he can match up with wide receivers with running that fast.
It's incredible.
It really is.
Yeah.
And no one knew he had these skills.
That's the most incredible part.
It is.
Like, this guy was 27, 28 in the league, and just no one ever saw it before. You know?
And everyone's like, wow, he's fast at that for a D end. Well, maybe he's fast at all this for a linebacker, too. And he is.
Well, and seizing the opportunity. I love players who seize opportunities. Yeah. And for him to have done it in the way that, in the fashion that he did it,
man,
it's
so unlikely and amazing.
It's a great story.
Also, Joe, you pointed out in the mic'd up, like, what a leader the guy, for a guy who was, you know, that type of player, was he's such a leader, he's so smart about the game and all that stuff. Like, it's fascinating.
I've also always wondered about how many guys could have been truly great and just got stuck and never emerged. And
totally.
We referenced Lou Gehrig earlier. If Wally Pipp doesn't get hurt, remember, there was only like, what, Ruben, 12 teams back then in baseball or
not
something?
Many.
So you didn't have free agency. Like, Lou Gehrig might have sat behind Wally Pipp for a long, long, long time, and then you wouldn't know Lou Gehrig.
Yeah, it's like the Kurt Imagine Warner that. Thing. Like, the guy's stocking
Warner.
Shelves, and then it's like, bang, you
Kurt
know?
Kurt Warner, exactly. All right, Ed, give me a notable replacement.
I don't usually consider Hall of Famers a replacement, but in the 1980 NBA Finals, Magic Johnson replacing Kareem at center.
Yeah.
That was painful.
Yeah, 42-15-7.
Thought we had that one
was
in
Magic's.
The bag.
Yeah, that's brutal. That is brutal. All right, not brutal is how much money Bryce Harper makes, but he'd like to make more. So let's get to the Bryce comment. This was about a week ago or so. These days all run together for me. We've had so much Eagles content. We hadn't done as much Phillies, but it's fun to get. John, isn't this good to get back talking Phillies again? I mean, and a fascinating season up ahead.
It sure is.
Fascinating.
And we've, we were exciting because we might actually have a chance to do different things, better things.
Might.
Even though it hasn't been that exciting an offseason.
But listen, maybe they fall flat again in, you know, in the playoffs. We'll see. But anyway, my point is I'm excited to talk Phils. So Bryce Harper is 6 years in, 7 years to go on what was a 13-year, $330 million deal. Now remember, it's technically going to be a little less than 330 because in the COVID year he made, you know, whatever, a third of that because, you know, they didn't play as many games. But basically it's near $330 million. He said last year he wanted, you know, more years. Scott Boras was really hardcore about the way he presented it. Bryce was asked at the start of spring training his thoughts now, and he didn't go as hard as last year, but he's also not really backing off it. Here's Bryce Harper.
You've talked about wanting to extend your contract potentially. Is that something you feel like any progress has been made on, and is it still a goal?
I think that's a question for, you know, Scott and John and Dave. I'm here to play baseball. I'm here to understand that we're trying to win a World Series, and if that gets done, you know, this year or any year, you know, we want to get that done.
All right, the very end, he says we want to get that done. So he gives you all the right stuff, World Series, talk to my agent and talk to the owner, blah, blah, blah. But the last phrase, quote, we want to get that done.
I think he's saying it based on winning, not necessarily on getting the contract.
Well, I heard it totally different.
I heard it as we want to get that done, meaning I want to win a World Series. That's where I got it.
Seltzer, when you played, let's play it again.
Yeah,
let's play it again. James, which was your initial interpretation?
So my initial interpretation was your interpretation, but okay. It kind of like throwaway because he said that if we get it done before that type of thing. So I want to listen again.
Audio's also a little grainy, but let's listen to it. Let's hear it interpret again.
You've talked about wanting to extend your contract potentially. Is that something you feel like any progress has been made on, and is it still a goal?
I think that's a question for, you know, Scott and John and Dave. I'm here to play baseball. I'm here to understand that we're trying to win a World Series, and if that gets done, you know, this year or any year, you know, we want to get that done.
Oh, okay. He's definitely talking about the World Series. Ruben's right.
Well, he says if we win the World Series, we'll get that done. I think it's.
Both.
If we win the World Series, then we can get that done.
Okay, I think you're probably right.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. Until they win the World Series, he probably should be on the back burner.
I hope that's the way he's looking at it. Yeah. I think that's a great outlook.
But I will say this. It's going to be all hail Caesar Harper if they win the World Series, okay?
I'm fine with them getting more money if they win the World Series.
But if I still get a title?
Come on.
Yeah, but if I still got them under contract 6 more years,
meritocracy, sure.
Yeah.
You win us a ring, brother.
The World Series, and we'll talk.
Seltzer, you would hurt the 2033 Phillies.
Yeah, for a ring.
And you wouldn't care.
He doesn't care.
I would.
James wouldn't care.
For a ring? Of course. Give me a ring.
But you'd already have the ring. And then you said, I'm just going to give you extra money just because. I'm going to give you money for when you're 41 just because.
If they win the World Series, I will. It's good. It's a bonus.
He's sticking with his guns.
Ruben, let me tell you something.
What do you got?
I'd be a great owner, GM, president of blank operations.
Because you wouldn't care.
I would be ruthless. You sit around and pretend things like this.
I get it. Like, this is what he does.
I'd be a great president of the United States.
I'd be a great owner of a baseball team. You just kind of
the
like,
only thing I wouldn't be good at is Pope.
Like
I do admit that.
Bubbles oh above God. Your head.
Be bad Pope.
It's the only thing you wouldn't,
wouldn't
be good at.
Wouldn't be a good Pope.
Okay, that's
With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Well, first thing I want to say is I have thought about the possibility of being Pope and president at the same time. Hard to do.
You can't be Pope.
Hard to do. Yeah. Although Paul Owens, Ruben, was he Pope and president at the same time? He was Pope. Was he ever president of the Phillies?
Yeah. Never president.
He was GM?
GM.
All right, so not Pope and president at the same time. Paul Owens, if you're too young to know, he was a tremendous and incredibly important figure in the history of the Phillies franchise.
Yeah.
And his nickname was the Pope. So there you go. All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile. The sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge, Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Tom.
I got to be honest with you guys. I don't know if winning the Super Bowl was really that great for me at all or not. I'll just be randomly in public or driving down the road, and all of a sudden I'll just be like, "Cover!"
That's good, man.
When the legendary Angelo Castaldi retired, did they go outside to look for another candidate? No, they knew they had a legend in Joe DeCamera.
DeCamera!
Time's yours.
First off, we're a whole team.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, first off, we're a team.
Legend.
And second off, you ain't wrong. You ain't wrong.
Wow.
But the third, about the going in-house thing.
About the going in-house thing.
But sometimes in-house don't work. I mean, I'm just saying. So sometimes it works. Sometimes, but thank you.
Sir. I mean, it's arguable if this is working.
That
right?
is
I mean,
correct.
You know.
What a relief to hear some baseball talk with Ruben again. We all know that Joe DeCamera has been too busy with his 37th rewatch of Mary Tyler Moore to prepare for spring training. Will the great indoorsman make the trek to Clearwater this year for another nap?
Stay tuned. Time yours. Wow. Joey's
I forgot bathtub. About the nap last year.
So I already started budgeting time for the nap. Because
you're not going to come to the game with us again?
Well, so I don't know. But I know this. God. Amy's
Richie, I'm going to the game with you, buddy.
Yeah, I'll see you there.
Babe. Emily and Zoe are coming. That'll be fun.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What about me?
Rio be there?
Thank you.
I'll be there.
I'll just say this, James. Here's how I know when I'm already thinking of it. So Amy's flying down on the Thursday. We're going, for everyone listening, we're going to be coverage in 2 weeks down there. Amy's coming down on the Thursday. But I already told her, when you fly in, I may be napping at that time in the afternoon. So I am.
Wow.
What I do is prepare for 6 to 10 a.m., whatever I got to do to get myself ready. That's it.
I don't know what it is with these 76ers, man. I mean, gosh, back in the day, what was it? Jeff Rule and the knee hurt. Years go by, and we get this guy with big guy, another big guy. Bynum, Andrew Bynum, another one. And now we get this guy, Embiid. I mean, he's never going to make it. Let's face it. Come on, guys. It's not going to get better. Unfortunately, time's yours.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's looking that way, which is really, really awful. All right, with that said, time's yours. Let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
We got to rifle through some stuff here quickly in the final couple minutes. Joe and Hugh, of course, coming up at the top of the hour. Twitter poll questions of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer, starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question. Who should be the Phillies' leadoff hitter? Amongst us, Rhea, you said Schwarber. I said Schwarber. James, I believe you said Schwarber. Right?
I said Schwarber.
Ruben, you said Stott. John, I don't know what your feeling is here yet.
I would like Stott.
Okay.
So we go left, right, left to Bryce.
All right, I got the poll results. How do you think they came in, John? The three choices were Schwarber, Stott, and Turner.
Crazily, I think Schwarber wins this.
Turner wins it considerably.
Ooh, going away.
61% Trey Turner, 20% Schwarber, 19% Stott. File that away. We'll talk about that more at another show. That's pretty interesting. Let's get to the second poll question. It relates to the 76ers. And the question is, do you think the Sixers will make the playoffs? Yes or no?
Oh, I'm going to say it's as 50-50 as it gets.
90% say no.
I said no.
Ruben, I need a ruling from you, and I need this quick, if you don't mind, because we got to move fast.
Yep.
Does being in the play-in, but then not getting into the top eight count as being in the playoffs?
No.
You're in the postseason.
Nope.
The regular season has ended.
You qualify.
Well, plan's a joke. All right. Third and final poll question, John. Should the Sixers tank the rest of the season? Yes or no?
Yeah. I guess since 90% said the last one, yeah. It's going to be close to that. 89% say yeah.
88. You're good, man. You're very good. All right. We need to come up with a winning answer for notable replacement. Reminder, it can be good or bad. So good replacement, obviously, would be Lou Gehrig replacing Wally Pipp. Charlie Manuel coming in, being a manager, was phenomenal. We've got John Adams as the second president, is very notable. It's part of how we didn't have, you know, like a monarchy around here. You know, G-Dub said, hey, we got to survive me.
G-Dub.
G-Dubs.
Tight.
Tom Brady, big one.
Ew.
What are we doing
Ew.
Here?
Yeah, I like Lou Gehrig.
I mean, Johnny Carson's a great
Adams
answer.
And Gehrig are
I
my like two Gehrig. Favorite.
Yeah.
I'm All good right. with Gehrig.
Yeah, it's classic.
Sweet Lou.
Yeah, not Johnny Carson.
All right, so is it Lou Gehrig over John Adams?
Yeah.
Yes. I think so.
Even though John Adams was a more important replacement.
Far more consequential person, but yes.
But we're going baseball because we love baseball?
Yes.
James, do we love baseball more than our nation?
Yes.
How about this? There is no baseball without our nation. How about that?
How about that?
America's pastime.
All right, congratulations to the caller, Bill, who had the answer of Lou Gehrig replacing.
Oh, Bill, that was the 1982 guy. His first call. How about that, Bill?
That's right.
Look at you,
Bill.
His first call. Bill, look at you. 43 years later.
He's one for one.
Billy, don't you lose my number.